Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt scores. Day moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Day scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bench for a passed ball. Fairley moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields the ball and throws to McLaughlin covering. Safe. Fairley scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine strikes out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Day moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is hit by the pitch. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Foster. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Jim McLaughlin. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Merritt now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helm scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foster moves to second. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Helms moves to third. It's 4-1, Expos. Al Ferrara pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Helms scores. There goes Woodward trying to get to second. Woods throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Woodward for the out. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Expos. Don Gullett pinch runs for Al Ferrara. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Gullett moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 2. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 2 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. May reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4-3, Expos. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perez moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to home to get Perez. Bench moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 3. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodward hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from bench and he is out, Woodward applying the tag. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Day for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos 4, and Cincinnati Reds 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.